This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci said on Wednesday Americans vaccinated and boosted against COVID-19 can be with family over the holidays, but attending large gatherings is not safe, even for those who received a booster dose. The United States faces a second Christmas of upended holiday plans, with a surge in infections fueled by the now dominant Omicron variant of the coronavirus, forcing many to cancel travel, reconsider visiting loved ones, and question attending holiday parties. Early evidence indicates Omicron is less severe than the Delta variant, said Fauci, citing studies from South Africa and Scotland, but warned Americans must remain cautious. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Omicron represents approximately 73% of cases across the country and as high as 90% of cases in some areas. Australia's COVID-19 testing facilities were severely stretched on Thursday amid a record surge in cases and as tens of thousands of domestic travelers thronged the centers to get test results necessary to travel interstate for Christmas. Most states require travelers to have a negative test result 72 hours before departure in order to be allowed entry, even as Prime Minister Scott Morrison urged them to ease the testing requirement. Morrison had been asking people to focus more on the number of people in hospitals than the total infections and resisted calls for a national mandatory rule to wear masks indoors. But Victorian state authorities said they would make masks mandatory indoors from Thursday night. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The FBI and police mounted a search for two men suspected of robbing U.S. Congresswoman Mary Gay Scanlon of her car at gunpoint on Wednesday in a Philadelphia park following a meeting there with other elected officials, according to her spokeswoman and police. Scanlon, a Pennsylvania Democrat, was unharmed in the mid-afternoon carjacking, which occurred as she walked to her SUV and was approached by two armed men, city police said. The suspects demanded the keys to her vehicle, and she handed them over, at which point one man drove off in her car, and the other got off in a second SUV and followed as the pair made their getaway, according to police. Several of Scanlon's personal and work-related items were taken in the stolen vehicle, police said. In a brief statement posted on Twitter, Scanlon, 62, who has served in the House of Representatives since November 2018, thanked the police department for its, quote, swift response. Ghislaine Maxwell will spend Christmas Day, her 60th birthday, behind bars after the jury in her sex crimes trial suspended deliberations Wednesday without reaching a verdict. The 12-person jury began considering Maxwell's fate on Monday after a three-week trial and has since met for two full days to weigh the charges against her. Maxwell, the daughter of former British newspaper baron Robert Maxwell, is accused of recruiting and grooming young girls to be sexually abused by the late American financier Jeffrey Epstein. She faces an effective life sentence if convicted of the charges, one of which is conspiracy to commit sex trafficking of a minor that carries a maximum 40-year prison sentence. The U.S. Navy said on Wednesday two of its patrol coastal ships seized a cargo of illicit weapons from a stateless fishing vessel during a flag verification boarding in the North Arabian Sea on Monday. The shipment consisted of about 1,400 AK-47 assault rifles and more than 226,000 rounds of ammunition, the Navy said in a statement. Quote, the stateless vessel was assessed to have originated in Iran and transited international waters along a route historically used to traffic weapons unlawfully to the Houthis in Yemen, it added. Direct or indirect support, sale, or transfer of weapons to the Houthi movement violates UN Security Council resolutions and U.S. sanctions. The vessel's five crew members identified themselves as Yemeni nationals and will be returned to Yemen, the fleet said, adding that the U.S. naval forces sank the vessel after removing the crew and illicit cargo. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.